This article is brought to you by the best-selling books they write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why every CEO must become a media platform now. The CEO who stays silent is already losing. Lesson. In today's business climate, a CEO without a public voice isn't being cautious. They're being invisible. What happened? The role of the chief executive has quietly transformed. Running a company used to be enough. Now, analysts, employees, customers, and investors expect CEOs to show up as communicators in their own right, publishing opinions, building audiences, and shaping narrative directly. The executive who delegates all messaging to a PR team is no longer playing it safe. They are simply absent. The communication angle. Here is the lesson worth burning into your memory. Silence is not neutral. When a CEO refuses to own a public voice, someone else fills that space. A critic. A competitor. A disgruntled former employee on LinkedIn. The story gets told either way. The only question is whether you are the one telling it. The shift happening right now is structural, not cosmetic. Audiences no longer accept the polished corporate press release as a substitute for a real, human perspective. They want to hear from the person actually making decisions. When a CEO speaks directly, without layers of corporate softening, it builds something that no ad campaign can manufacture: credibility. People trust voices that sound like they belong to actual people. The communication technique at the center of this is called own voice. It means you choose a platform, show up consistently, and speak in first person about things you genuinely know. Not thought leadership word salad. Not repurposed press releases with your name at the top. Real opinions, real observations, real stakes. This is what separates a CEO who is a media platform from one who is just a name on a website. Here is where most executives get it wrong. They treat public communication as a risk management problem. Every statement gets legal review. Every post gets approved by three committees. By the time the message goes out, it sounds like it was written by a robot trained on corporate disclaimers. That is not communication. That is noise with a logo on it. The CEOs building genuine platforms right now do the opposite. They pick a link: industry trends, company culture, hard lessons learned. They write or speak in their own voice, with their own rhythm. They accept that some people will disagree with them. That discomfort is not a bug. It is the proof that something real was said. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on finding your authentic speaking voice gives you a framework for stripping away the corporate armor and communicating in a way that actually lands. The whole premise is simple: people follow clarity and conviction. When you learn to say what you mean, without the hedging and the filler, your words start doing real work. The takeaway. This week, write one short post under 200 words from your own perspective on something specific happening in your industry. No company announcements. No team shoutouts. Just your actual opinion on one real trend, backed by one concrete observation from your own experience. Post it under your name. That single act, done consistently, builds more trust over a year than 100 polished press releases. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.